33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Happy birthday, Gene Roddenberry. The creator of Star Trek was born 91 years ago today. Although he died in 1991, his influence still reverberates today. As a child, I remember watching the original series when it was on Friday nights on the American television network NBC. I also remember the great sense of injustice that I felt when the show was canceled after only 3 years. It was such a great show. Why didn't NBC give it a chance? But the interest in Star Trek was so great and persistent that Star Trek just wouldn't die. Eventually, theatrical movies were made, as well as additional television series. Now, Roddenberry was a visionary. These are his words. It speaks to some basic human needs that there is a tomorrow. It's not all going to be over in a big flash and a bomb, that the human race is improving, that we have things to be proud of as humans. No, ancient astronauts did not build the pyramids. Human beings built them because they're clever and they work hard. And Star Trek is about those things. Now, it should also be remembered that the original Star Trek TV show's portrayals of race was ahead of its time, as he revealed in an interview published in 1991. These are his words. It did not seem strange to me that I would use different races on the ship. Perhaps I received too good an education in the 1930s schools I went to, because I knew what proportion of people and races the world population consisted of. I had been in the Air Force, and had traveled to foreign countries. Obviously, these people handled themselves mentally as well as everyone else. I guess I owe a great part of this to my parents. They never taught me that one race or color was at all superior. I remember in school seeking out Chinese students and Mexican students because the idea of different cultures fascinated me. So, having not been taught that there is a pecking order people, a superiority of race or culture, it was natural that my writing went that way. Happy birthday, Gene. Your optimism and vision has certainly changed the world. Thanks for listening. Be sure to look for a Room 33 special report on the U.S. presidential election coming this fall. More details on this will be announced later, so stay tuned. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.